This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your first stop for festival style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This episode of TFL Talking Trucks podcast is dedicated to the all-new 2024 Ford Ranger. So on this episode, you will see the base Rangers. This happens to be an XLT. Then also Raptor Ranger as well. At the end of this episode, we can compare the Ranger Raptor, maybe even to some other Raptors in the family. But here I have the chief engineer, Juan De Peña. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, you said it perfectly. Yes, you did. Hey, Andre.
Appreciate it.
Good to see you again.
I saw you last year.
Yes.
We talked about pre-production trucks, right? But now production has begun.
Full production.
The trucks are shipping, right?
Yes, they are shipping. Absolutely.
So this is exciting. So on this episode, let's kind of go through, just walk over around this truck. We're in Utah near Salt Lake. It's snowing outside, but we're indoors, so we're able to just, you know, show you the truck without, you know, it being covered in snow, basically.
Yeah, it's comfortable inside, a little bit more comfortable.
So let's just go over the basics, right? Just start with the kind of the chassis, the frame.
Sure.
And let's kind of go beyond it.
Absolutely. It's an all-new truck. The exterior, the interior, the electrical architecture, the frame, including the expanded engine lineup. The wheelbase is plus 2 inches. The wheel track width is plus 2 inches. In doing that, it allowed us to expand our engine lineup now to, in addition to the 2.3-liter EcoBoost four-cylinder, to also now add a 2.7-liter EcoBoost V6 as a step-up engine, and now all new for 2024, the Ranger Raptor with a 3-liter EcoBoost V6 as well. So
you made the front end a little bit, or the engine bay also a little bit wider.
That's exactly. We have an all-new hydroformed front-end structure with a larger opening for better cooling and also better package space for those larger engines.
All right, and you're launching the base Ranger lineup with a 2.3,
correct?
Right?
Yep.
So it's going to have across all the trim levels.
Yes.
And the power stays the same from where it was before, right?
270 horsepower and 310 pound-feet of torque on the EcoBoost 4.
Yeah.
On the 2.7 liter, it starts at 315 horsepower, 400 pound-feet of torque, so significant walk up. And on the 3-liter EcoBoost V6 on the Raptor, it's 405 horsepower and 430 pound-feet of torque. So
that's a lot of horsepower.
Big moves
that's
up. Exactly.
That's class leading. Yeah,
and
on the Raptor.
All with our class exclusive 10-speed automatic transmission on all three.
Okay, and the transmission is common, or are there like different power levels on the transmission as well?
Torque capacity on the Raptor is a little bit higher.
Okay,
but same family of 10R60 still. You know, the same transmission. They all offer rear locking diffs are available. On the Raptor, of course, you have a front locking diff as well.
Hey, podcast listeners and TFL Talk viewers. I wanted to take a minute to talk to you about a quick and simple way to sell your car or truck with the help of our new partner, HiRoad. With HiRoad's online portal, you enter your vehicle's VIN number or plate, mileage, and zip code, and you'll get competing offers from several qualified dealers in your area within seconds. You pick the best deal offered and follow through with the dealer to sell your vehicle. No more managing scammy emails from buyers on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. No more time wasted on no-show buyers. No bait and switch with a "will you take a check" excuse from sketchy buyers. Now keep in mind, these offers will be for trade-in values of your vehicle. If you want to go through the hassle of getting more for your vehicle, that's up to you. But if you want to sell your vehicle hassle-free and fast, go to tfltruck.com and click Sell Your Truck in the navigation menu. Or click on the High Road ad at the bottom of the website if you're on mobile, or click on the column if you're on a desktop. High Road makes it easy, and we like easy.
Well, let's talk about the frame in the back, right?
Absolutely.
Because you changed it a little bit.
Yes, we have our Hotchkiss rear leaf spring suspension set up on all the base Rangers, and that's he's pointing to those composite leaf springs.
Yeah.
We also have outboard mounted dampers, and with a wider track frame, longer wheelbase frame, and outboard mounted dampers, now we get a much, much wider tuning capability for, you know, laden, unladen conditions of the pickup truck. We're much better able to minimize that jittery, nervous, you know, feeling that you get on an empty pickup truck.
Well, so it's always better to have a slightly wider track, right?
Correct.
More stability, and 128-inch wheelbase, if I'm remembering the spec sheet correctly.
All combined, some more stability, absolutely. Yeah. And we were able to now push the wheel well outboard on the all-new pickup box, so we can actually carry, you know, full sheet of plywood and drywall flat on the floor.
Right here.
You got it. That's exactly it, which before we weren't able to do that. We have a new tailgate. On the new tailgate, it's a working surface. So we call it easy lift because it is a steel tail, but we have these torsion bars that assist in lifting. And then we have dampers, obviously, for the drop down.
Yeah, that's interesting. So it is kind of a dual system.
Exactly.
There's a little bit of mechanical.
This is for the assist up, and that's for the dampening down.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Let me see. We have clamp pockets on both sides, so it's a working level. It's a working surface. You can clamp like a piece of wood down, and with 400 watts of in-bed power, you can have your tools out here and actually work.
Yeah, let's show that because there is a 12 volt, right?
Yep.
And then also the 400 watt.
Right next to
110 or 120 volt, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Six tie down hookup points inside of the bed, LED lights on both sides, the center chimsel or center high mounted stop lamp, LED lights also projecting down. This has 360-degree camera and zone lighting as well. So when you're out at the campsite, you on your Ford app or on the screen, you could turn on whichever zone you want, wherever you happen to be sitting. So again, it's just a much, much more friendly customer experience and just a better experience all around living with the truck, the working under the truck, and inside where we spend a lot of our time driving the truck.
Yeah, and I think there's an image there on the wall. There's a zone lighting. So really, I mean, those features are also on bigger Ford trucks, right? The F-150s, the Super Duty. So you're kind of bringing that Ford technology to this truck as well.
That's exactly it. We are, you know, the big brother, Super Duty, and F-150. They've had these technologies, and they've really been making the experience better for Ford truck customers for a long time. Now it's finally coming to the all-new Ranger, including the Pilotro Backup Assist, which is a game changer for us. It really, really makes towing a seamless experience.
By the way, this is really light.
With one hand, by the way.
Yeah.
This is those torsion bars.
Well, actually,
finger.
Well, this is how strong I am. I mean, not everybody's this strong.
That's exactly. And yeah, that's a steel tailgate. So without the assist, trust me, you're still pretty strong, but.
Okay. No, but I noticed, so just on the tailgate, there's a camera, of course, in the center. I like that because some manufacturers sometimes shift the camera
and then
side to side. And is this a light as well?
That is a light, correct. Yeah, it's part of the zone lighting.
So that's cool.
And you got,
so there's kind of a step here in the rear bumper, your hitch, of course, here.
And then on the side of the truck,
yeah,
we have our all-new box sidestep. Our approach and execution is different than others. Others tend to have a smaller, shallow step on the corner bumper, where maybe if you're wearing big boots, you probably can't get your full foot in. With this box sidestep, holds 300 pounds. You can put 2 feet in there. You have a deeper reach into the box. So again, just a better experience altogether.
I'm pretty heavy. I want to try.
But not 300.
I'm not 300. Okay, not yet. I could be 300 pounds later.
No.
We need to trim down, you know, be efficient, right? Trim.
The metabolism slows down when you get older.
we're friends. We've known each other for a little while. So I want to just talk about briefly payload and towing, right?
Okay, yeah.
So let's just check this. I mean, this is a pretty full featured XLT.
Yeah.
We can look at the sticker and actually see in real time, right? So 1,704 pounds.
Correct.
That's quite a. This is a 4x4?
Say that again.
Is it the four-wheel drive truck?
No, this is not a four-wheel drive truck.
On the four-wheel drive, it will be a little bit less,
correct,
of course.
Yeah.
But still, that's a lot of payload.
Yes, it is. On the 2.3-liter two-wheel drive, it's 1,805 pounds of payload.
Okay.
It's a mid-sized pickup, so those are pretty big numbers.
Yeah, and gross vehicle weight rating on this particular model, this is 6,050 pounds. So you have different gross vehicle weight ratings, of course, depending on the configuration of Raptor or not Raptor.
Two-wheel drive or four by four.
But dude, this is a lot of payload. I mean, usually I would say 1,500 pounds would be like a good number for a midsize truck, but you're above that even. So that's.
Thank you.
What about towing? The number the same,
7,500
right?
pounds of towing across the lineup, except for the Raptor. I think on the Raptor, it's a little bit less. 5,000.
We'll cut and we'll go to see the Raptor and then we'll talk about the Raptor
Excellent.
As well.
Good.
But
before you get captured jumping the Raptor.
Right.
That'd be pretty cool in the video.
Sweet. And now all new Rangers for 2024, their crew cab and five-foot bed, right?
Exactly. We went with one configuration. Most of the customers, the data was telling us this is what they were really getting. And ideally, you could put a heck of a lot into one versus a little bit less and more. So this is what the customers were demanding and buying. This is what we gave them.
All right. Can we jump in? Do you want to go on the passenger side?
Yep, go for it. Yep.
All right. Let's check it out. Here we go. All right. So this is an XLT, but it's got one of the, well, first of all, this is cloth interior.
Yes.
So there are various different levels of interior you can get. I have a regular key. That's kind of refreshing.
It is on Lariat and Raptor. It's a push button.
Okay. XLT and STX, XL trucks.
Are keyed.
Keyed. So I can't start this. We're indoors.
We're indoors.
But we can at least power up and see some of the screens and see some of the interiors. By the way,
it's as you can see, it's an all-new interior. Even the seats, you know, the seat trim, the foam, they're on a new generation of frame.
Uh-huh.
So the interior truly is all new. As you can see, we've got a conventional shifter here. We also offer an e-shifter that's available on the Lariat and on the Raptor. You'll see that tomorrow. The e-shifter is kind of slick. It's still a shift lever. Customers, you know, in our catalog of parts, you know, we do have, you know, rotary shift.
Yes.
Modules.
Uh-huh.
Our trucks, the Ranger customers told us, because we researched all this, we do not like a rotary shifter.
So they asked for this.
Yes.
The actual lever
they
here.
They want a shift lever. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we listened. We gave it to them. We have available starting a 10-inch portrait screen, center screen, and upgrading to a 12, I think it's 12.4 inches.
And this is the
upgrade. You got it. And then 8-inch and 12-inch on the instrument cluster. So we're 100% digital on both. Over-the-air update capability, as you heard earlier.
So basically, the infrastructure or the wiring system is next gen.
That's
right?
Exactly. Yeah. This all new electrical architecture. Now we're able to get over-the-air updates, and not just on like two or three modules, but like on 30 plus modules.
Okay.
So it's easy to send repairs, you know, out over like, you know, three. I think it's usually like 2 to 3 times you do more of the major over-the-air updates. But again, now you're always keeping a vehicle up to date with features and repairs as necessary.
Yeah, and I see here, first of all, two-wheel drives also have an optional locking differential.
In the rear, you got it from the XL all the way up, yes.
Yeah, not many manufacturers do this, so
no,
this is
don't.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's a pride
this
point
is,
for
this
us.
This is kind of cool. Drive modes, of course, and this is the trailer backup assist system. And you, for the trailer backup assist system, you still need the trailer sticker, right?
Correct. Yep. You need this trailer sticker, and then that's all you got to do. You don't have to take any other measurements. The system itself will learn the trailer length, And so it's there's some, you know, algorithm AI at work versus in the past you used to have to do a lot more manual work yourself of measurements. So yeah. It's a cool, improvement, I think, in the experience.
Okay.
So just slap on a couple of stickers and let the system do its work.
Gotcha. And of course, I used to own an F-150 and, I test drive every kind of truck, and this is one of my favorite kind of trailer management software systems. So you can define your own trailer. You can name it whatever you want. It will track MPG for your trailer and distance you're towing, right? So it tracks all that stuff.
Yeah.
And also, you can define your trailer brake controller. Yeah,
your boost. I mean, it's our feature owners really spend a lot of time actually doing it and spending time with customers on what are their pain points, right? And then addressing those pain points. It's all about that use case experience.
The XLT has kind of a leather wrapped steering wheel, so
yes.
That's pretty nice. Adaptive Cruise is available, right?
Adaptive Cruise with stop and go is available, correct? Let me see. We've got, in terms of the instrument panel, it is all new. We've got, obviously, just a standard lower glove box, but now we have
little
a sort of shelf.
Yeah.
There's ambient lighting as well. The ambient lighting, there's a little light that falls down here. I think some lights that fall on the door trim panel, some in the foot wells. But in the Lariat and Raptor, you also get an upper glove box as well. So you get this little button here on some of those. We have new knee airbags. We didn't have knee airbags before. We had the traditional, canopy,
inside
airbags, but now we have knee airbags as well. Let me see what else.
What about sunroof? Is sunroof one of the options
available? We don't have sunroof available right now. We're waiting. If the data is telling us, the customers are saying, hey, I want a sunroof, we'll react.
You can react to it. That's pretty sweet. I mean, this is kind of my first impression sitting in the truck.
Wireless charger for your phone. The power points are, and maybe I'll cast a little bit of light there for your camera.
Thank you.
I guess I'm not that good.
That's
okay. Yeah, so you got USB-C, USB-A. I think you got USB-C, USB-A, like right by your knee as well, by the videographer's knee.
Yes. This is case behind the camera. And we'll go in the back seat in a second.
Okay, cool. We've got an overhead console as well. So customers really, in mid-size pickup is not a full-size pickup. So it's a smaller cabin. So you got to have a lot of, storage space.
Uh-huh.
So the console is big. We've got storage space, right underneath the IP itself. The shelf for your sunglasses. The door trim panels on both sides have nice large openings for water bottles, that sort of thing. And like you said, we'll cover the rest when we go back.
And this kind of binnacle on the top of the dash here, are there some other
warning lights that pop up there as well, correct. Yeah, again, you could do it here, you could do it up here. This is like right in your line of sight. It just kind of made sense for us to, downward vision is ideal to keep your eyes on the road.
Yeah.
And especially if you're off-road or if you're towing.
Oh, what's this?
That is our new power rear windows.
Whoa,
yeah, okay. So we used to have manual, and now we've got power as well.
Sweet, and it's optional, obviously.
It is optional, yep. It's heated. In fact, even our front camera, is heated. So for those foggy days, you're still able to use all the
right technology. Now it's pretty snowy and foggy. So
yes, it is beautiful up here in Utah. Yeah.
Well, let's look at the back seat really quick.
All right.
So here's the back seat. And so this is a one piece, right?
Yep, one piece. You go up and it locks. We have a similar storage as we had in the past. We actually saw like little vaults that you could put in. It's actual lockable storage. If you pull that again, it'll come back down.
Okay.
And now new, and these may be a bit further back, but these are fold flat, which is new for 2024 as well.
It does. It does fold flat.
So it is fold flat. There's a little bit of storage back here. Obviously, you got your jack. Higher models is a big subwoofer for the packages right here. It sounds amazing. B&O, Bang & Olufsen. Obviously, we've got our power. We've got our 110, 120, and our USB-C and USB-A ports. A little bit of storage back here, and the door trim panels again for water bottles, etc.
Let me sit down because
look at this.
Oh,
as well.
Oh, cup holders. Look at
this. Cup holders in the center.
Yeah. So I'm sitting kind of behind myself. I mean, I was pretty comfy in there. And I have a little bit of knee space. I'm almost 6'3", so I'm a pretty tall. We discussed my weight already. So we're not going to discuss that again, right?
You're fine. You look great, Andre.
Yeah, thank you. But actually, so one of the complaints we hear about all midsize trucks is that back seat is kind of tight. But this one is actually, I'm surprised a little bit. I mean, this is pretty nice.
Yeah, I'm 5'11", so I'm not 6". But as you can, I mean, I can go on a long trip here comfortably. Very comfortably. And again, you know, you got your storage for your drinks. In the middle, you have the center armrest. Not all the competition has center armrest, by the way. We have your O-poop grab handles up on top.
Uh-huh.
For easy assist to walk in and walk out. And so the interior environment, we spent a lot of time on really upgrading it.
I gotcha.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So we talked about towing a little bit. We can wrap up this this part of the episode. I just wanted to kind of frame the pricing a little bit, right? So it basically starts with as an XL STX.
Correct.
So it has alloy wheels, and I was looking online, so I was configuring it. But the configurator is up, right? You can go configure the trucks. You could play around with options and colors and stuff like that. And here at the event, you have, I believe, a two-wheel drive STX.
Yes.
And I saw the MSRP of around 35.
Correct.
But it has a couple of options.
Yeah.
Like the bedliner, for example, is optional, right? Correct. That's about $500.
Yeah.
So it kind of starts in the lower 30,000 range.
Yeah. I think it also has a locker as well, the one that you saw.
Yeah. Right? So that's like 35-ish, 35 yeah. plus. Then, I mean, of course, it can go up, right? And I think the most expensive Lariat I saw was about 51 or 52,000. Am I kind of getting that correctly?
You are getting it in the ballpark, correct? Yeah. I have not memorized them, and I don't want to get them wrong. I know you looked at the spec sheet, so you got one up on me.
Sure.
I did not study them before this morning. But yeah, you're spot on, and I think that the Raptor starts at
like 55, 56.
Yeah, 55.
By the way,
which is a heck of a lot for that beast.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of usability, what you're getting for your money, it's a heck of a deal.
Yeah, I would agree.
Really popular.
That the Raptor, I mean, people will say, oh, 55 grand is insane. But yeah, we'll see it. just hold on a second. We'll see it. And the stuff you're getting, you said dual lockers, 405 horsepower,
yeah,
twin turbo V6.
Yeah, exactly. Watts link rear suspension, so precision.
Fox suspension. You
know, Fox suspension, yeah. Exactly. 2.5 inch
yeah.
live.
All yeah. Right, so there is some value here to be had. Well, I really appreciate your time again.
Thank you. And the payload and torque and you know, max towing capacity, yeah. Those are not chump, you know, little small numbers.
Yeah.
So we're giving the customers, I think, a lot of capability, a lot of comfort, a lot of technology. So their time with the vehicle, their experiences with the vehicle, it's all, again, maximized to, again, delight and make your life easier.
Well, I know it's been a little bit kind of people have been waiting for this, so I'm glad you guys are building them and shipping them. So stay tuned. You should be able to see these trucks on the roads and in driveways pretty soon, because I mean, there's been a little bit of a delay, but now you guys are here.
The UAW strike yeah. affected us. We were the first plant, Michigan Assembly Plant, where we build the Bronco, our sister, and yeah. the Ranger, and we were the first plant to be struck.
Yeah.
So we were down, I'm going to say, for at least maybe a month and a half.
That's a long time.
Close to almost 2 months. So
yeah.
it affected us. It affected our launch. It did.
So, well, I appreciate it.
But we're there now.
Yeah.
Better late than never. Thanks.
There we have it. And now we're literally switching gears and trucks because it's Ranger Raptor time. And I'm here in the middle of a Utah Desert with Justin. Hey, Justin.
Hey, nice to meet you.
So can you please introduce yourself briefly?
Yeah, so my name is Justin Capicchiano and I'm the Ranger Raptor Program Manager.
And you have an accent.
Yes.
Where are you from?
I'm not from Utah. I'm definitely from Australia.
Okay. So the Ranger in general and the Ranger Raptor, right?
Yeah.
That's where these pickups are developed, right?
Correct. Yeah. So the Ranger Raptor and the whole Ranger range is designed, engineered, and developed in Australia.
So you get the fun job, right?
Especially
with this.
Yeah, it's been fun.
So how long have you been on this? So this is a second generation Ranger
Correct.
Raptor.
Yep.
US never got the first gen, but how long were you on this program?
So I came in late 2019 to work on this. So well into the engineering phase. Hadn't built any prototypes or anything like that, and then developed it through from there.
All right, so I want to kind of have a, you know, look behind the development of the truck, right?
Yep.
And here in the U.S., and we can walk a little bit towards the Bronco Raptor that's next to us. We got the Bronco Raptor first.
Yes.
I mean, of course, we had F-150 Raptors since, 2010? Then we received this. And there's a little bit of confusion, I think, because people think because the four-door Bronco and the Ranger in the U.S., in Michigan, they're built at the Wayne facility, right?
Yes.
That they're the same vehicle.
Right.
Can you talk me through some of the elements behind it?
Without getting too far into like the minutiae of timing plans and everything like that, fundamentally, from a powertrain perspective, they were developed at the same time. So engine and transmission calibration, because they share that component, that was all done at the same time. But from a when we got different cars in different markets, you have to remember that the Ranger is also produced in our Thailand facility, so in our FTM plant in Pattaya. So we have been probably very lucky, received the Ranger Raptor about 16, 17 months ago.
Yeah.
Probably a little bit before this, not like months and months, but a few months before. And now it's obviously going through its launch phase in Michigan Assembly and now ready to go into North America.
Gotcha. And so you said powertrains are basically very similar.
Yes.
So we were talking about the 3-liter twin-turbo V6.
Yep.
And, of course, the 10-speed automatic behind it. But it's also, I think Carl calls it free-flowing engine, right? It's really meant for high performance.
Yeah, it's a bespoke performance engine that's only shared with the Ranger Raptor and the Bronco Raptor. So that's its only real deployment in the truck. You know, I'll call it the T6 line. It's also in the Explorer or versions of it in that. But, yeah.
But then now let's talk about the chassis, right? Mm. So the Bronco Raptor, it's sitting on 37-inch tall tires. It's really wide. I mean, you can see the wide fenders.
Yeah.
And the wheelbase is
shorter.
Just meant for it.
Yep.
So now how is the Ranger Raptor different?
So I suppose the best way to start is if you start at the back and actually work your way to the front. The Ranger Raptor in the rear runs a Watts-Link, whereas the Bronco Raptor runs a Panhard.
Yeah.
So they're horses for courses. None of them is better or worse than the other. It's just what suits the vehicle and what is it designed to do, right? So a Watts-Link traditionally gives you a lot more lateral stiffness.
Okay.
So the way that we've designed and engineered this car and what you experienced today out there was something that's quite responsive and pointy in the way that it, you know, does its handling job. A Watts-Link is really, really suited for that kind of application. In the Bronco with the Panhard and the 5-Link that's in that, it's effectively really good for max travel, max jounce, you know, slow speed rock crawling, but also at the same time suitable for doing some of the high speed jumping and desert running.
Okay, and of course the pickup truck, the Ranger, I mean, it needs to carry some payloads back here as well. And also the Ranger Raptor is capable up to, you know, 5,500 pounds of towing.
Yeah.
About 2.5 tons, right?
Correct. Yeah. I'm on the kilo side, you're on the pound side.
I'm trying to convert everything in my head.
Me too.
So the requirements are a little bit different too.
Correct,
you know, it's a pickup truck versus an SUV.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it can't have a bed in the back and not be able to put things in it. So, you know, whilst it is different to the base Ranger that it's derived from, it's still quite practical.
Gotcha. And the engine power numbers are a little bit different. So in the Ranger Raptor, it's 405 horsepower and 430 pound-feet of torque. Like we said, it's a 10-speed. Well, now let's talk about shocks, right? I think we could see the shocks here in the front.
Yeah, so Ranger Raptor runs a 2.5-inch Fox live valve damper, so the Bronco runs a 3-inch. People might say, well, why didn't you put the 3-inch in
the
Ranger?
Yeah, why not?
Because it's all about weight. So this is a lot lighter. So the Ranger Raptor is a lot lighter than the Bronco Raptor. but fundamentally, you just don't need it. So if you'd put a 3-inch damper in this, it's going to feel really over-damped, have too much compression, and just fundamentally wouldn't work. So dampers just need to, one of those things where they need to be right-sized for the vehicle.
And of course, it's everything is adjustable. And maybe we can show that inside as where I think Raptors have been known for this across the board, across the family, right?
Yeah.
Where each element is adjustable, steering. Let's talk about how the Ranger Raptor compares to a standard Ranger.
Yeah.
You know, what are some other things different?
The best way that I can describe it is it's everything other than the center rails between the two wheels are fundamentally different. So on a Ranger Raptor compared to a normal Ranger, you've got much more stronger, beefed up shock tower mounts. All the bracing and steelwork that's behind there is all bespoke and unique to the Ranger. And we don't cheat offset by wheels. So Ranger runs a 55 offset wheel, which is quite conservative, but the track width is 90 millimeters or 3 inches more than a base Ranger.
Okay.
And we do all that in hardware. So you can see in there, we've got forged aluminium upper and lower control arms.
Over here, yeah.
Yeah, the steering rack is unique as well to the Ranger Raptor, so it's not shared with the base Ranger. It's probably got more in common with the Bronco Raptor than it does with the Ranger Ranger itself.
Okay, I gotcha. So it is wider, definitely. I mean, the body components are different because you have a wider track.
So front fender, the rear of the bed is stretched out. So everything is, and designers love it because it means they can sort of do the big pump guards and the wide grills, and it kind of looks really fit for purpose.
Yeah, but it's less than 80 inches, which is kind of, you know, the width, at least here in the U.S., where, you know, it doesn't need those markers. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, so that's why that it doesn't have that, because it doesn't need them. Keeping it under that 80-inch requirement is really important, because what you got to remember as well is this is a global truck. Going over 80 inches makes it difficult to live with in a lot of other countries.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we wanted to do one truck that was right for the world, and this is what we've ended up with.
And this powertrain transitions to other countries, right?
Yeah. So
this V6.
So basically everywhere in the rest of the world gets this option. There are some markets in Asia and Europe that take a bi-turbo version of this as well. So a 2-liter bi-turbo diesel, fundamentally come from the previous generation Raptor that you guys never got.
Okay. But in Australia, you also have the V6, right?
That's so twin-turbo. We only take the V6 twin-turbo petrol.
Yeah. Sweet. All right. Now, let's talk about tires a little bit, because I noticed... first of all, it's a 33.
It's a 33.
So it's not a humongous tire.
No.
But it's also the BF Goodrich KL3.
Yeah.
Which is, the first OEM, major OEM introduction of this tire.
Tire, yeah, correct. So first for Ford Performance and first in the broader market that's gone to the KO3. It's a 3-ply tire. So it's a custom tire for this specific application. So Michelin have obviously, we have a good relationship with them, and they've created us a custom tire, which is the new KO3 tread.
Yeah, I was talking to Carl a little bit about this as well, and he said that usually manufacturers, and like, for example, Ford, you guys have special requirements for the tire manufacturer, right? You communicate, it's a two-way street.
Correct.
It's not like they just give you a tire off the shelf.
No.
And you go, okay.
Yeah, so one of the things we're looking for is, like, you know, sidewall stiffness. The way we wanted this car to handle, we wanted a sidewall that was a little bit stiffer than like a 2-ply or something that was on a Bronco, because that just doesn't give you that immediate steering response.
Gotcha. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about the configurability of it.
Yep.
You know, the what systems you can change and how that, you know, different driving modes, etc.
So one of the good things about the Ranger Raptor and any of the Ford Performance vehicles is that you can fundamentally set a starting point. Like if you go into a sport mode, you can leave it there, or you can change elements within that. So if you wanted to have sport mode but with a quiet exhaust, because that's what you wanted, you can do that. And once you've done that, then you can save it using the My Mode feature, which is all located on the steering wheel. So it gives you that customization and sort of ability to make it yours, rather than sort of like taking what we've done and then going from there. And we even did that with the drive mode. So, you know, you can go into Baja mode, like that you experienced today.
Yeah.
And that gives you an element of control within the stability system. But should you be brave enough or want to experiment a little bit more,
sure,
you can start turning those things off. So you can turn off, you know, your stability control, and fundamentally you're on your own, right?
Well, that's always the fun of the enthusiast, right? The enthusiast driver. I mean, the more advanced vehicles are becoming, you know, often the computers come in.
Yeah, and you don't want to preclude anyone from the experience. So you want to make sure that if someone's a novice, that they can get in and have fun as well. But if you're an expert driver and you've got a lot of experience with the vehicle, then we want to be able to give you that flexibility to experience the car as it is.
Right. And so as the Raptor kind of progressed through these generations, and I'm also thinking about the F-150 Raptor as well, you could control more elements. So, for example, originally, you know, you could control the shift points of the transmission and the powertrain, right? Then the shocks came in, the life shocks, and then now steering.
Yeah.
And also sound is now configurable.
Yeah, so exhaust sound is all configurable. Steering, you know, whether you're in comfort, normal, or off-road. Off-road has benefits around, like, steering catch, so it's, you know, if you're going crossed up or you're going off-road down big rock steps, sometimes you get that big steering kick. Putting it into the off-road mode dampens some of that off, so you don't get that big second motion in the steering wheel, which is just, like, it's just nice to have. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's another way that we just try and cater to the customer's needs.
And what about braking system? That's also kind of adjustable or in different modes, right?
Yeah, correct. So the driver can't customize the braking system. It's not an option for them to select. But what is available is when you do go into those, I'll call them sportier modes, you do get additional ability around what we call threshold braking limits. So if you're driving off-road and if you've ever had an ABS car in a dirt road situation, you put your brakes on hard, your ABS immediately kicks in because it thinks it's like loose surface, doesn't really know how to handle it. With a Ranger Raptor and Bronco Raptor as well, we up the threshold limit of the amount of ABS that can kick in. So you get an extra nearly 30% of additional threshold braking limits. So just allows that material to build up in front of the tires and slows you down before you get into that ABS kick.
Interesting. I mean, so it's all, there's a lot going on behind the scenes, right?
Yeah, and the idea is that you as a driver aren't noticing all of that. It's just there to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a different way of engineering a vehicle than what you would normally see on a mid-sized pickup truck.
Gotcha. And why didn't you guys put a bigger tire or go wider? I mean, we talked about width a little bit already. Yep. What about like the tire size selection?
So
how does that work?
Yeah, so when one of the things that we wanted to, you know, make sure we talked about today was around each vehicle having its own distinct character and capability level, right? What we wanted to do here is prioritize off-road handling and speed. For us, we can get as much, you know, speed and performance out of the vehicle with a 33 without sacrificing travel. So the second you start putting a 35 on the vehicle, you're compromising something. You're compromising travel. You're gaining some ground clearance,
mm-hmm.
but you're sacrificing something else. And for us, our priority was travel.
Makes sense. And also, like you said, weight is another consideration.
Yeah, you know, the tires become heavier. Steering response becomes more latent. So those kind of things are really important to us, that we protect them and manage them.
What about owners modifying their vehicles? A lot of people, you know, buy their trucks and pickups and they start, you know, doing suspension lifts, different tires, different offsets. But I'm looking at this Ranger Raptor and we just talked about everything that's behind the scenes, all the adjustability, all the configurability. When you touching one element like the height of the truck, right, you're upsetting the balance of the truck,
right?
Yeah,
you can, because, you know, the live valve dampers have fundamentally got different, like, zones.
Okay.
So when you are in, as it sits right now, driving around normally, it's in its, you know, ride zone, right? If you start playing with spring heights, you can push the vehicle out of its ride zone and push it into the off-road zone. That impacts your ride, right?
Yeah.
So it impacts your primary ride and makes it a harsher thing. So, you know, for customers that wanting to modify their cars, we understand that there's people who are going to find ways and engineer things, and we get that, right? Like, that's part of off-road life,
right?
You know? But there are offsets for that, so everyone just needs to go into it with their eyes open.
Yeah, and consider the holistic picture, right? The bigger picture of the vehicle.
I suppose it's like, we get it. People want to customize it, make it their own. We understand that. At the same time, we look at it and say, we designed it for a specific purpose to do a specific thing. It's optimized for that. And then if a customer wants to do something else with it, that's up to them.
Sweet. Tell me a little bit about, like, your testing How do you do testing for specifically Ranger Raptors, for example?
So there are no free passes given just because we're in Australia and we do Australian things, right? So we have to do the same level of development testing as what they do on the Bronco Raptor for it to be called a Raptor.
Uh-huh.
It has to meet the same DNA requirements that's cascaded to us by our flight performance team in the US. So we definitely do reach back to them and touch back to base. But we have to do the same desert running. So 1,200 miles off-road at race speed before we can sign it off and call it a Raptor. So this has done it, the Broncos done it, and the F-150s have done it as well. We added to that, and during our development phase, we took this to the Baja 1000 in 2022, finished it. So technically that means we won our class. We beat the two class 8 trucks above us as well. And then what we did after that, we took the same truck back to Australia.
Okay.
And we entered it into the biggest desert race that we've got in Australia, which is the Fink Desert Race. And we won our class there as well. So
same vehicle.
Same car, same engine, transmission, everything, same car, right? And, you know, we've got it parked up, looking pristine and ready to go again.
And then you own one as well, right?
I have one,
You personally have one.
Yeah.
And you've pulled some trailers with it as well.
Yeah, I've pulled trailers with it. I've put things in the back of it. I've put things on top of it. I go off-roading in it. I've taken it a number of places around Australia, and I'm up to about nearly 35,000 kilometres of hard driving, and I just love it.
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time.
Andrew. Thank you.
I appreciate it. And, of course, I'm really happy that the Ranger Raptor is finally here.
Yeah.
And, well, we've been
and I
waiting.
Hope you enjoy your one. So, yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks.
Well, hopefully you guys are enjoying this in-depth look at the all-new 2024 Ford Ranger and the Ranger Raptor. And I wanted to finish this podcast with a couple of thoughts. First of all of these trucks are shipping now and they're available. Secondly, they're also on the EPA site for fuel efficiency. The new Ranger Raptor latest EPA ratings are 17 mpg combined. So it's not really the most efficient pickup truck out there, but it's not supposed to be. It's really focused on performance. And it's actually 17 mpg sounds lowish for a combined rating, but it's quite competitive if you look at vehicles and trucks like the Chevy Colorado ZR2 and the ZR2 Bison, of course, GMC equivalent of that, the Canyon AT4X and AEV editions, and some of the other beefier vehicles. The curb weight on the new Ranger Raptor is between about 5,350 pounds and 5,400 pounds. Let's quickly take a look at this payload. It should be around 1,300 pounds, which is once again not a crazy amount of payload. Here it is, 1,321 pounds. Here's the sticker in the door. And you can see the gross vehicle weight rating is 6,790. So if you take that number minus 1,320, you'll come up with a curb weight of this truck, which is getting to be a little bit heavy. We're here in the muddy field in Utah in the middle of this driving event. Like we mentioned already, the Raptor tows up to about 5,500 pounds. So you're losing about 2,000 pounds of towing capability when you compare it to the standard Ranger. And then if we get inside, I kind of wanted to show you a little bit of the inside. So first of all, this has the premium screen. So the central vertical screen is 12 inches. So this is the larger one. Of course, it has push button start. And I cannot see it from my driver position, but I can kind of feel it. It's right here, right on the steering column. Right there. I just wanted to show you some of the features that Justin and I just discussed. Okay, started up the engine. The steering wheel is unique, so it's really thick. I got my thumb holds here. Of course, it has orange stitching and orange accents. It says Raptor at the bottom of the steering wheel, and I have a 12 o'clock orange stripe on the steering wheel, which has been kind of a Raptor signature, basically making sure the driver knows exactly where the steering wheel is pointed as they're driving. And of course, these vents are unique with a little bit of the code orange Raptor color accents. and a full 12-inch display on the gauge cluster. Here you can see the design of the digital gauges is a little bit unique, and there's a little bit more information shown because this is a Ranger Raptor. You can kind of see the PSI of the turbochargers, of course the temperatures, the oil temperature and coolant. And then I wanted to direct your attention here. So this section, these buttons look similar to what's available on like a regular Ranger or a Ranger Lariat or some of the other XLT premium models. And this is basically a way to change the screen and to show a little bit more of information as far as your chassis. And this does have front and rear locking differentials. They're selectable, but the buttons are digital. So you can click it off and on. And it has trail control mode, which is basically low speed off-road cruise control. You can monitor your tire pressures, of course, and cameras, camera views. Then this is also unique. It has a unique transfer case here for the Raptor version of the Ranger. Four automatic mode is available, and also the trailer backup assist system is also here. You can see this knob in the center console as well. And it's trying to shift. It thought I asked it to shift. Sorry. So it just shifted to two-wheel drive high. Two high is available. And I love that they're giving configurability to this truck. Like we talked about, different driving modes. Of course, there's Eco, Sport. There is wet terrain. There's sand. There's many different levels of that. And then you could also select, for example, a rear locker in two high and in the Baja mode. And you can also disable traction control system, or if you hold this traction control off button, you can also disable the advanced track or stability systems like Justin was talking about. So you have a lot of configurability. As a pickup truck guy, I love that because, first of all, the gauges, and then also all the configurability and different elements of this truck. Also on my steering wheel, there are other controls. So for example, you can change the sound of the exhaust system from normal to sport to Baja to quiet. You can really make this cabin a lot quieter. There are valves in this exhaust system. You can control the dampers. These are live Fox live valve shocks from off-road to normal. And a lot of these configurations can also be remembered in the Raptor mode. So you can customize your feeling of the truck. And if you hold the R button on the steering wheel, it becomes your mode, called my mode. So a lot of configuration. I love that feature. There's also paddle shifters here on the steering wheel. So you do have 10 speeds, 10-speed automatic transmission, and then you can use, this is really fun. I mean, it really kind of changes the character of this truck. And on the ceiling here, you do have six auxiliary switches. So you can add lights and other accessories. I haven't seen a winch mount for the Ranger Raptor yet. But like Justin was saying, this truck has been out on sale in other parts of the world. So quite a few accessories are already available. And it also has a brake controller. So yeah, it tows 5,500 pounds, which is not a huge amount, but it's good enough for a small boat, small camper, a utility trailer, and it's fully capable with brakes. So all of that is here. And also, many of these Rangers have parking assist, where it will help you park. So yeah, it has a lot of different features. And of course, the seats are unique. You can see the bolsters, high bolsters on the seats, different headrests, of course, orange accents throughout. And now the starting price. I wanted to discuss the starting price, which is in the US, including destination charges, is just over $57,000. I think it's $57,045. All right, some of you might be saying, well, that's a huge amount of money for any midsize truck. But when you consider everything you're getting in the Ranger Raptor for $57,000, I think it's actually highly competitive and also good value, because if you're buying for example, a new Colorado Zero to Bison. So Bison with all the skid plating and those 35-inch tall tires and the bump, hydraulic bump stops, you'll be paying, if you got the ZR2, that's around $49,000 to $50,000. But if you're buying a ZR2 Bison with all the skid plates and those big 35s and a fully, you know, full steel bumpers, that's another like $11,500, which puts it over $60,000 for a ZR2 Bison. If you're getting 84X AEV edition, the price is even higher. I think it's in the mid-60s for that midsize truck. If you're buying a Jeep Gladiator, Rubicon, or Mojave, they start around, I believe, $55,000. And with options, they can go way into the $60,000 range. And none of those trucks have over 400 horsepower like this one does. So there's definitely a lot of goodness built in to this truck, even though it may not have every top spec. Ground clearance is around 10.7 inches on the Ranger Raptor. Approach angle is around 33 degrees. Departure angle is around 26, and the breakover is about 24 degrees. So yes, there are other pickup trucks in this segment with better on paper numbers. But I think when you look at the holistic picture, the new Ranger Raptor is pretty interesting and very appealing as far as this new entry into the segment. And it's coming in and taking the segment. And it needs to do it, because so far Ford, you know, struggled with delays, factory delays, component shortages, and they really need to step up. And also the new Tacoma TRD Pro is about to launch, which has a hybrid, which has even more torque than this 430 pound-feet of torque in this V6 because of that hybrid system in the Tacoma. And it's about to launch in April or May of this year. So, and the Tacoma is a class-leading vehicle. They sell, well, of course, they're switching over to a new generation, so they're struggling with their numbers a little bit right now. But traditionally, they sell about 20 to 22,000 trucks every single month. And if Ford wants to compete, they really need to come out with their, you know, best foot forward. And I think they're, what I'm seeing right now, I think they're doing that. As long as they bring good value and good technology to the market, I think they can compete and grow their sales and kind of get back into the fight, because GM is really strong in this segment now. Nissan Frontier is still there. Of course, Honda Ridgeline, Jeep Gladiator, all those trucks are still here. So Ford really needs to step up and get the factory pumping and start building Rangers and start selling them. So thanks for joining me on this episode. Hope this was interesting to you from the road in Utah, talking to all the experts at Ford. And I'll see you next time. Hopefully I'll be able to meet up with Nathan again and do the next episode together, and also address a lot of your questions on patreon.com/TFLcar, where you can support us and also talk to us, communicate with us, ask us questions, or give us feedback right there on patreon.com/TFLcar. So I really appreciate it. I'll see you on the next episode next week. See ya.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.